here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi friends, we're here talking love life. After a lockup.
Love, life, love after a lockup. That's what they should sell in Marshalls. Love, life, laugh, right. Love, live.
Oh, I've been meaning to bring this up because I always see the commercials for The Real Black China. I watched one episode of it, which I think I mentioned. I find it really ironic that they're calling it. She's like, the whole promo is like, you don't know the real story, who I really am, the real Black China. And it's like, that's not your name. If you were doing the real, it would be the real.
She's Angela, right? Okay. Yes. That's what, right.
It's like, come on.
Isn't it weird that Wendy, out of all the people in the world, she's friends with Angela Black China?
Says a lot.
Is Dream lot. Taken care of?
I'm sure.
I worry about Dream. I guess they have enough money that somebody's going to watch the kid. Right. I wonder if these rich people ever feel like somebody's going to fall in love with their kid so much that they might take them.
You're psychotic.
Well, like when we watch Queen of Versailles, she's like, these kids are like my kids and I don't have my kids. I'd be like, slow your roll, bitch. You know, they came out of my pussy. I don't know. It
just
scares me.
Never let someone watch her kids. Just
people scare me.
Who wants to take someone's kids? You know, no one loves kids that much.
Ask Amy Smart.
Yeah, right. Also, gummy bears, because I'm on a journey.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for remembering this.
So Haribo, everybody knows, world's best organic fire, went through like 5-pound bag in a sick amount of
time. Okay, now those were definitely... The organic, is there organic worms? I can't find organic worms. Or do they taste
the
same in that company?
I saw the organic worms on Amazon. So I think they exist because someone told us the
Black
worms
Forest
were where it's at.
Gummy bears, if they're not organic, taste like Haribo.
No, I think Black Forest, that's their thing. That's
okay.
Their shtick.
Does the organic taste different than the not organic gummy bear?
No, it's just, I mean, well. Okay, so this brings me to the latest one
that
I tried,
thought,
which is with ALB... Albert.
That's fancy shit that you see in
Marshalls.
I saw
it
and stuff.
Really? Oh, Marshalls?
Fancy. That's a shit fancy gummy bear. You know, okay. The fancy candy that they have there, that it's in fancy packaging. You might get a pink oversized marshmallow.
Describing the expired candy at
to
Marshalls.
Me, you're either
fancy.
You're at Albertsons and you've got all the regular brands, but then you go to Marshalls and it's specially
right.
Packaged cotton candy.
Well, now I can't find the freaking name. What was it called?
Oh, something. I did
ALB.
It's a white bag and it's kind of looks like circusy.
It's
little
delicious.
Bears.
So I have to say, between Haribo and Earth's Best, World's Best, whatever the fuck it's called. Okay.
Black Forest.
These are called Black Forest. Thank you. These are called Albanese World's
Albanese.
Best.
Albanese. Okay. Horrible name.
But
probably someone's family.
I would
name.
Say that if you didn't want to feel healthy about the choice of gummy bears, which I don't even really know if
healthy. What's the job distribution?
10 flavors, really delicious, very juicy. I would say it's between a Haribo and the other. Like
okay.
A middle.
That's kind of nice.
It's good. I think you got to try.
I would have thought it'd been too soft. I will try that.
And most of the people had fire. You know, I asked
for a
ranking
good snap.
On our Instagram. Escape to Reality podcast. People had thoughts. A lot of high rating. I did want to talk to the one person.
There's a good snap, though.
Good snap. Yes, I like it. One person.
What did Sterling think?
He didn't eat one. Shinose gave it a low rating. I want to know why. Oh, same with Post by B. If you guys are listening to us, let me know what you don't like. Huh. Fascinating. And Sarah, our friend Sarah. Fascinating.
Wow. I wonder,
gummy bear
I wonder why. It's fascinating. Candy right? is. Nothing makes me go more nuts than walking into an old fashioned candy store. That's just
like that's
get a snowstorm.
COVID, right?
I want to be, I think, well, these days you could still get like the wrapped up peppermints and fudge.
Right.
God, I love it.
All right. Before we get into it, we do have to shout out. Thank you for the people who listen and gave us birthday reviews. We love you. Ed Teddy X, thank you. We love you. And Alexis, I love that you made your name, the review, so we know to shout you out. Love you. And you found us on Twitter, which I love even more. Follow us on Twitter at Escape2Pod. We have so much fun on Twitter. That's our favorite.
They're going to heaven, everyone, for doing our request. The rest of you are in purgatory until you leave your review. Exactly. And you will be released to heaven.
Perfect. Join our Facebook group. The Fight Club, Escape to Rally Fight Club, is on Facebook. Everybody's having conversations.
Fight with people, then come into our Fight Club.
And then
Facebook should
nice.
Just be called Fight Club, because that's what it's turned into. People fighting over Donald Trump's dick.
It should.
It feels so good that he's not president anymore. I don't care about anything.
I know.
It's just over and done with. I've moved on with my life.
Me too.
It feels free and released.
Free as fuck. Couldn't agree more. All right, let's get into it. Oh, anything else? Oh, Saturday. Sorry, last thing. Saturday, we go live once a month on our Patreon. Oh, God.
This week might get dicey, everybody.
Paul from 90 Day and
Paul Giamatti's on the line.
Straight from Brazil are going to be joining us. It's going to be nuts. You know, Paul's a little wackadoo, but I feel like he loves promotion.
He left
so
his voicemails and he said he's coming. Yeah. So
listen, he showed up to our interview prompt and on time. So
he was. It's always the craziest people that are best at their time zones.
I know. So you can hop in for as low as a buck. Join us for our lives. Patreon.com/EscapeToRallyPodcast. It's going to be fun.
You can directly ask Paul what you got on your mind.
You can just spam him with questions and thoughts. This is like a preview of their OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want any part of that. Okay.
I don't want to see any body cavities.
No.
Only, I hope, what if America goes into a huge, like, back to, you can't show nothing. Do you think that would ever happen? It's just,
we've
seen everyone on TV's vagina lips.
I know.
It's not normal.
It's definitely not.
I did never saw Mary Tyler Moore's vagina in her matching outfits, and I was okay with that.
Are you
the imagination
Mary Tyler
is great.
Moore to 90 Day Fiance?
But that's just what life is about, you know. You don't have to sleep with your husband
right,
in separate beds.
Separate
the
beds.
Idea.
I know.
The idea.
The 1950s,
a nice
man,
twin bed.
You start drinking at 9 a.m. No one gave
I'll
a
never
shit.
Forget. My parents gave me a bed that an old lady died in, and I never let. I probably absorbed her spirit. And they claim that she never died in it, blah, blah, blah. But I do remember the story was that it was an old lady's bed. She was dead. And now I got it. So where'd she die? Story's still to be told. I think I'm in her. And I got some juices from her.
This would actually explain a lot when you think about it. Your fascination with death.
Right.
Your fascination with old men.
Her spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably sucking mad old penis.
Oh, here you are.
Slurping that juices right out of him. Slurping the spirit right out of him.
All right.
Slurping the John juice out of him.
I'm watching you just. Your mind.
Wow. That was wild. My parents were ruthless. Ruthless. Lie to me. And I couldn't have been the type of kid that where they didn't. I wasn't already saying weird stuff.
Right. Of course.
And then you tell me that. Right. Come on.
All right. Let's get into it. Let's start with John and Christiana.
Who would have thought they'd still be around and be the highlight of Love After Lockup?
I love her saddling into the car. Put on a lot of weight, didn't I? Like, look, and he's like, I'm not going to answer
really
that question.
She looks really beautiful.
Oh, I think she looks exactly like the sister now. I see
it. Oh, I feel like she looks like the mom. Okay,
okay.
The sister is that cracked out mouth. Somehow jail has saved Christiana from getting cracked out mouth yet.
Okay, that's a good point. It'll come. John's hair. Justine put up a great post. Who wore it better, Kim Kardashian or John with his braids?
I loved your tweet. He got it. Now, did the sister straddle him and braid those braids?
That's a tight, nice little French braid there. So I don't know who did it, but somebody.
I've never had someone do my hair like that, but I would love to have someone do it for me.
You would have great braids because your hair is so gnarly.
Yeah. Yeah, I need it. Right now, I have a rat's nest.
Oh, how about the bill collector paying as he's driving? I'm paying today. It's like, how many people have gotten that call? I'm paying today. And they never say, okay. They're like, well, we could arrange the payment right now. They're not like, I'm not giving you
a click.
Hangs
and
up.
It's on speaker. That really is not a good sign. Because if you have, unless I guess you really just don't want to pay your bills, but if you got the money, that bill's paid.
Right.
Right?
Man,
I will forget the cable bill. I rely on them to remind me.
Me too. never remember
say it's disconnected. When I had a job and I was somewhere and I wasn't these children's
that does
bitch,
make a huge difference is
I would
being
pay my
away.
Bills.
Yes. Yes.
On time. And I would like look it up and be like, I even had a list. This is first of the month.
Yep.
This is 15th. Now it's the whenever anything happens. My life was so in order. Going to work was such a privilege. It was so nice.
Freedom. How about them boning in the woods, romping off to get it real quick?
I love it. Such a love after lockup. I mean, such who was our toothless redhead? What was their name?
We've had several people make this move.
What could that redhead's name been?
I can't remember.
Who knows? But when they're in their funeral home fighting and you and I are the only people laughing, I'll never forget that. But there's nothing best than a nature romp.
Right. Why not?
Christian, he can't bring him home to have sex because he screwed the sister.
Too many people.
So sick.
I can't wait to see them meet up. That's going to be great.
She slaps her next episode, it looks like.
Great. Can't wait.
I really want Christiana to make it.
Me too.
And they should not be allowed to have kids. Hopefully nature takes over. And how old is she?
I would hope not. He has a lot of kids already, right? Didn't he tell us like 7 or something?
And she needs to be off drugs for a long time. And by that time, it's not enough time. Nope. Sometimes you just don't need a kid. Get a dog.
100%.
And leave that out in the cold. Then them cheering for Christiana. I love that. Nothing better.
Oh, hilarious. Loved it. That's the jail move is as they walk out. It's like, yeah, it's like a rite of passage. And then five months later, they're right back in. So
depressing. How about her saying she's going to pull his pigtails?
Gross. I do not need that visual.
And then he takes her for a COVID test. He should get one, too.
You know, look at that. Being safe. I know. He should have, though.
But who would have thought he was going to get her one? I mean, that was his first priority.
Right.
The jails should be doing COVID tests like crazy.
Oh, of course. They're not going to do that. They don't give a shit.
And she had never had one yet.
Right.
And she'd been in there months, probably.
Right.
And they're not even giving these poor people COVID tests.
Of course not. It's a cost.
Locking them up for nothing. Thank God COVID saved her life possibly by not making her go back to the halfway house.
Yeah. Thank God. Hopefully she's
worse things have happened in her life than her sister screwing him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you can get over it in their situation. I really do.
Rooting for him.
What a stud. What did you think about the hair?
He hated it.
It worked for him because I guess he's Native American, right?
They're like 5% or something.
But
it's good. All right. Psycho.
I really, really root for Christiana. I don't know why. A soft spot for her. Yeah. She seems like she has such a sweet heart. You can picture her at 5 years old and her dad's just yelling at her and he puts a cigarette out in her arm.
Well, that's nice. Okay. Should we move on to Destiny and Sean?
Oh.
God.
She's a piece of shit.
She really is.
I am really happy that our karma in Destiny did not bring her to us because she does not deserve our glorification and love.
I love how she's yelling like, it's my car. It's my car. It's like, no, it's not. Because if it was your car, it wouldn't be sitting on a tow truck. So shut the fuck up.
Now tell me how the cops aren't involved and how does he know that it's okay?
He must have shown registration or something. He had to have shown proof.
That's not like a fake ID where people can just make this up.
I don't think so.
Sometimes I'll even get an official document from places like, and I'm like, I wonder if people are really just sending me fake documents to get. I'm like really lost it since COVID. The whole COVID shutting the entire world down just has turned my life upside down. The impossible happened. And it's like, what else can happen now? It's just crazy.
Now you're just leaving it up to the gods.
It's just like anything is possible.
God, I just think Destiny is just complete trash. And I hope this
too. And she shouldn't be allowed to be smacking him. She should be in jail for popping at him. Because imagine if he was popping at her.
Right.
At first, it's one time maybe a chick gets away with it. But after a while, I left the scene cheering for Sean.
I thought it was hilarious where he's like, you know, I got my car back. He's like all proud. And then now I'm gonna go. Like this was his greatest moment in life. The time where his brain actually turned on for 5 seconds so he could achieve something.
And her white trash sister.
Oh God.
Like, well, how do you know where I live?
And her when she's up there like slamming the trunk, you bitch ass. And it's like not closing. I love how he told them that he knew because of the pizza. The pizza was getting delivered. That's why I knew the address.
God. And then how she's like, call, would you not think the cops were going to get called if you weren't going to get off the tow truck?
Right. Like, come on. I just, her arrogance and like her fuck you attitude to listen. I understand Sean's a piece of shit, but he has completely financially supported you this entire time. And again, not quite sure what you're so upset about. So I don't know.
God. And the way she's standing up there like trash and that sister in the yard, just leave and suck some more dick. They're screaming it at him. She's so gross with that shirt and her glasses. Yeah. And she's a despicable person.
I love the tow truck guys. Like, this is probably every other tow is this kind of situation. Yeah. Like, he didn't even blink an eye. He's like, he showed me paperwork. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
Like, this is on Love After Lockup. We're all right. Like, oh my God. She's up on top of the thing. And he's just like, okay, or, you know, this is just a normal day.
Yep.
Wow. I wish the cops would have got called.
Right. All right. Anything else on those two?
Deserves to be in jail.
100%. Couldn't agree more. Before we talk my loves of the week, Andre and Lamar, little sweet things. If you want hair like John, those luxurious locks, we need to talk to you about Gemist. Take a sec. As you know, I think if you've seen pictures of Justine or I, listen to our podcast, anything, you know, we have a little bit of a nutty hair, but Gemist has been life changing. I'm not even kidding. You love it. It's a hair care line that is amazing. You take an individualized hair quiz and the algorithm matches you with your custom formula.
Did we mention that Gemist also smells amazing? It's a really clean scent. It arrives quick to your door, and I love the way it makes my hair look. I can't wait to go wash my hair tonight, and oh my God, it feels amazing after I'm done blowing it out. It feels like I went to the salon. I love it.
It's time for a wash, I think. If you're ready to try to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, we're thrilled to share with you. Our listeners can give Gemist a try and get ESCAPE15. That's the code for 15% off your subscription order. Just visit Gemist.com, get your personalized recommendation, and enter ESCAPE15 at checkout for 15% off and free 2-day shipping. That is Gemist.com, Gemist.com, and enter code ESCAPE15 at checkout to get the best hair of your life or comparable with John.
We expect pictures by Thursday.
Hit it up.
Business day Thursday, 2-day shipping. Order that Monday, wash it Wednesday. Send us a picture Wednesday night, baby.
Look at that math. Okay. Andrea and Lamar. I think they're great. I love him.
See,
her
they're
car.
Just in love.
They are. They're just like messy, disastrous people in love, you know?
She's so cute.
I know. I love her coming out in the red dress. Is this a prank? And then when she was like, to me, this is like a Rolls Royce. That was so cute. You know,
that's a nice car.
I love him telling her like, you have some of that Cali swag. And he's like, I have some of those Crip moves. And he's like dancing. He's like, let's go buy a car wash real quick. It's like,
they look so, I love seeing the flashback of them in the,
oh my God,
car
hilarious.
Wash. They're sexual. And then them rubbing each other in the car. I mean, they're sexual.
Oh yeah.
Chemistry.
That's
is
what she
off
said
the
though, right? Isn't that what she told us?
Yeah.
Yeah. So makes sense.
And I love She's Tennyson. He comes out and he loves living in LA.
Oh yeah, yeah. 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 That's his vibe. He likes
I think
it.
Andrea is getting used to it as well.
I think so too. She's riding
and he's
around
making money.
Car.
He's buying her a car. Tyler's not buying me a car.
Yeah. Where the fuck's my car?
I got a phone pillow or whatever.
I wonder. I think it's all legitimate, right? Let's hope.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I think, yeah. I think Lamar is, I think, I bet there's opportunities through this show with music. I bet there
I
is.
Hope. Yeah, good.
And he's in LA. Right. And if not, it might just be bullshit and it's the money from the show, but I think they're doing okay. He looks healthy.
Yeah, they look great.
Rooting
and
for drugs
him,
was
always.
Never his problem.
No.
It was just being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right.
And racism in America.
Right. There you go.
I love Lamar. I've never met someone. I've never seen someone with such a sweet energy. He seems really nice.
He does. Love him.
My mom's going to be mad. She's going to figure out a way to be pissed. And I was scared because, you know, I'd be like, what? Maybe I want to fucking pick out my own car.
Right.
I don't want anyone buying me a car. Let me pick out my own car. But I appreciate the gesture. Take me to the It sounds really wrong to say that. But
no, I feel like I don't even want to go to the dealership. Show me three options online. Let me look. I'll tell you what I want. Then you can surprise me with it at some point.
I guess we're really figure out exact. Yeah, yes. I guess. Yeah.
The kind of car, right?
But life is not a Christmas commercial with people in bows and big houses and
right
snow.
All right, let's talk Chevelle and Quaylon.
They should just be off the show though and do some. Just
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, loved the fight between the two of them, between Quaylon and the cousin D-Mark. That was great.
D-Mark, yeah, I was calling him Marcus.
Them just pushing each other, like that was like a real back up, bro. Like they knew
such a
they were
bitch
ready.
Fight. Nobody's hitting each other, just wrestling.
No, they were
kind of wrestling
like,
a little bit.
Kind of just
they're just
squaring
they're
up.
Like just screaming to yep. wait to get like get Chevelle out here to break the and cameramen need to be quick, be faster. Well, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm like let it ride. What aren't you?
I don't
like,
want to see. I guess I don't
love
want
a fight.
I don't want anything bad to happen though.
Yeah, I don't care about either of these anyone. People. So like, I'm
I like
fine
D-Mark,
with it.
And I don't want anything to happen to Quaylon because his poor mother has been without him. I don't want anyone's head to get hit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm being
I mean,
nuts.
I'm not trying
because
to have. I don't. I'm not trying to see violence.
I get
I
nervous
just...
when somebody like punching and the accidental hit and he's dead. Okay, hold
here we
on.
Go. Another accidental death.
When D-Mark said you haven't fucked a female in 12 years, was he saying you got fucked in jail though? Did you catch that?
Oh, I missed that.
He goes, you haven't fucked a female in 12 years. Why the hell? How do you hell you know how to be with my cousin? And it really kind of came off to me like.
Oh, he was trying to say, but you got fucked.
You get gay vibes from D-Mark at all or no?
No.
Okay. I need you to rewatch the episode. We'll re-talk next week.
Okay.
And I need you and your husband's opinion on this.
Okay. You think he's gay?
Dorian's opinion I really need.
I don't think he's gay at all.
No. Not that they're gay, but I need you to replay him saying you haven't fucked a female in 12 years.
Okay.
Or something like that. I need to know what you think on that.
Okay.
We'll reconvene next week, everyone.
I love her for this is why Chevelle's trash though to me right here. Is like at the end where they're like getting into the car, whatever, and she like is like shake it out in front of my Leah. She or whatever her name is. She needs to see it. They're okay. And it's like kids are smart. My freaking 20-month-old knows what the hell is going on. You think she doesn't know? So don't like to force
she's playing
that.
Dr.
She knows
Phil.
It's fake, right? Like enough. This
and
is a traumatic
camera,
situation.
And there's camera.
Right. Like come
and
on.
D-Mark is kind of Quaylon's not daddy. D-Mark
no.
is daddy.
Right.
D-Mark is always
daddy.
There.
Right.
D-Mark is in the passenger seat driving to the grocery store. D-Mark picks her up and takes her to the library.
Right.
D-Mark takes her to the park. D-Mark is daddy.
Right.
I think D-Mark probably does a lot with her.
Yeah, I just I think it's because
he
don't
has
understand.
A real invested, heartfelt investment in Chevelle,
right.
like a sister almost. I mean, people are putting online, which I do appreciate. Does D-Mark want to fuck Chevelle, which I find funny because I love sick humor, but he just loves her. But,
yeah. I don't know why they went to a hotel to go to like a shitty like park in a driveway.
It looked like they were at Boomers or yeah.
Boomer. No, it looked like a pop of country
fair
Disneyland. Or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's going on. I don't like the choices she's made. I think it's ridiculous. And the kids involved, and it's just enough.
Quaylon and her are never. Quaylon's gonna be around for a long time, and she's looking at the ring in the front seat.
It's ridiculous. And when she's like,
he's
"I
nice
need the passcode to your
girl,
phone. But... I need this. I need that." It's just all stupid. A ring. Talking about putting a Band-Aid on like a gaping wound. This is doing nothing.
And where's this truck?
Great question.
Just rotting somewhere. The tires are probably taken off. It's outside the barber shop.
God. Ridiculous. What else on them?
Chevelle's hilarious. She's like David Hasselhoff coming out and getting him. It's over. We're done. It's like, damn, women are such the fucking lions when they want to be. That's why this country is never going to whip into shape until we get a head BIC.
I also love her commitment to tie-dye. This whole episode, she's just wearing different.
She's hilarious. She needs to be a tarot card reader.
Yes, that's perfect.
She's a hoot. You know, I don't think men have been kind to her, so I'm happy that she's on national television with like a man pleading for her love. I mean, do you think? I feel bad. Chevelle, she's pretty, but I mean.
I don't care about Chevelle and
Quill. I know, like, that's what I mean. Like, how is she on TV?
I know. How do they pick
Cheryl
her?
In
know.
Here and, right. and get Cheryl in love with Agreed. The freaking bagger at the local market.
We got ourselves a show.
Wow.
All right, let's talk Pups and Amber. Pups losing weight like we've seen time and time again on this show. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to laugh at someone's drug use, but I put up a tweet about Puppy losing weight a wee bit quickly and not being a great sign. Your guys' responses literally died. The one with Elmo with his face full of cocaine, and then the one of Dave Chappelle from Chappelle's
Show.
Elmo,
though, is like, I want to frame that and put it on my wall. I love it. It makes me laugh. And
so everybody
the crackhead
says
girl
the same
that
thing.
Looks like our poor girl.
Yeah, that she's on drugs. Okay. She's back on.
Now, what drug is she on?
She's on probably meth or something.
Meth? Really?
Yeah, that's what they...
Where do they get it? Where are they finding it?
What do you mean?
Where? Why?
Are you trying to find some?
And, I mean just like...
The problem is...
I don't know how to get meth. How do they?
Well, of course not, because they're part of that crowd. They're in that meth life, you know?
And it's not stress. And it's not just eating healthy.
You don't see her eating healthy. You don't see her behavior like has changed.
Like she's more like
she can't focus in interviews. Yeah, she's looking all over the place.
You're right. Partying. Yes, yes, yes.
When she's meeting with the mom, she's acting real sketch. It's
definitely
right.
You're right. In the interviews. Oh my God.
Ask yourself this too.
I'm gonna need Aunt Geneva's coming over. She's gonna have a conversation with each one of you boys, and she's gonna give me a report on which one of you is cracked out.
Anytime in your life have you ever I don't know, eating healthy for 30 days and lost 20 pounds. No.
Yeah, you're right. I just didn't know if it was like starched up in jail.
Right.
You're right. No. It's crack. It's crack juice.
I mean, she's doing some weird behavior too. Like she wants to roll
like within 5 days.
Right. And then she wants to roll up on Vince and, you know, like that kind of behavior is a little sketch too. She's ready to go.
And Amber is worried, but
I think she knows too. I mean, like when Puppy was cleaning that house and she's like, I mean, this is my first legit job ever. It's like, oh my God. Like she's never done anything and she's lost. You can tell.
Oh,
in
she
her
is.
Eyes.
She's
going to
end up dead. Cause she's kind of the, you're right. The doe and the deer in the headlights and Amber.
Right.
Has
but then
Sammy that she's got a deep connection with.
You're right.
And it seems like, Amber doesn't even realize she's intertwined in a love triangle.
Right, right.
And that's how you end up dead.
And Amber's mom is like not into the Sammy dude at all. It sounds like a real sketchy back. You know, like I could tell the mom was like, oh, this is going to be a bad situation.
Hopefully Amber's mom gives Puppy a heads up.
Maybe.
Because Amber seems like the type of person to be like, just shoot her.
Hmm.
Amber has killer eyes to me.
Yeah,
Puppy is lost, like you say. Her mother just made some wrong choices.
Yeah, she's
she
lost
at the
but
bar
moments,
a couple nights too late.
Right, but then
where she is the leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what you don't know.
I know.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and it's not all drugs because someone like Tracy, she's a lover. She's not like I am saying she's a lover. And she stays in trouble.
Justine's sponsor.
Jesus Christ. Get a life, Justine. Get a life.
Oh, God. We got to get out of this world. It's affecting us. Okay.
Oh, my God.
The lover tree.
Oh.
I love when she told us they never found the car. Like, never found it.
I don't even remember anything anyone tells us.
Okay.
These lunatics.
Anything else on those two?
You're right. They're all losers. How do you rehabilitate these people to not make, they're not helping them. They're just lunatics on the prowl.
Rehabilitation is not the goal. Do you know what I mean? The goal
America
probably
should be
is,
worried about that more, though.
What is it called? Whatever the fuck it's called.
We gotta shock therapy these fucks. Who's more dangerous to you, Amber or Puppy? Who do you want coming in your house with a gun? Who's not gonna shoot you?
I'm afraid of both of them for different ways.
But you have to pick one will let you live. Who's letting you live? Maybe Amber. Because Puppy's desperate for Amber's love. Right, but Amber's like, yo, bitch, I didn't see you move. I sent you spam.
I don't know.
I worked at fucking Soup Plantation till the COVID came. And now Soup Plantation.
So
me and my mom and my kids used to go there.
It's the best.
Vernon was in the womb. And we would have a blast.
Oh, it's a great time. I
just can't think about
it. Plantation.
You can't think about everyone's hand touching that ladle.
No,
but
you just got to go for it.
It's the Ponderosa. I love it. And
it was the best. And now it's RIP.
Hey, we grew up in a land of.
I know.
God, another thing we bourgeoisies.
Okay. All right. Sarah and Michael.
No internet and a Ponderosa.
Okay. When they were making pancakes and she said, Daddy knows all about smashing.
I shouldn't say that.
Disgusting. And when he said, keep smashing. What did he say? Keep smashing that boo-boo. It's like, don't just joke to your whatever she is about fucking and then tell your kid to keep smashing it. Boo. I'm going to vomit. I found
and then
that
when are you
so
getting
offensive.
Arrested for child endangerment, Michael, after you left him here? Is that when?
No, it's
or
in South Florida.
Right. He leaves next episode, though, I guess.
Yeah, he must and then gets in trouble, I guess.
Or I don't know. Did he already? And he's hiding out there. I can't figure out the timeline. I can't stand either of them all over again. I know the past couple weeks
back?
I've been lenient, but their faces to each other when they were doing that made
disgusting.
Me want to never watch TV again and the podcast and never speak to anyone ever again because I can't stand them.
No, it's disgusting. I just don't get how they can continue in this spiral of bullshit. And she's like so entertained by it. Like her face is like joyous,
elated.
The happiest you've ever seen her. And it's
like
she you're getting
won
played.
A gazillion
yes.
dollars.
Disgusting.
I've never seen anyone so dumb in my life.
If I was her friend, which obviously her friend is something weird there because she's like never going to let her go. The second she said, Michael, stay in there, I'd be like, cool, I'm going to talk to you later. I'm not talking to you because why? So I can hear
like,
you give
okay.
me some bullshit. Like,
and then
no.
Michael's sitting in the back. I would say, okay, you know, all right, bye. You're a loser.
Bye.
I don't give people advice on their love life because unless first time and special circumstances, I don't know.
No.
See you later. I just remove myself.
And you know, it's like, of course, next week it's back to the bullshit and the fighting and the what any of us who watch the show could have called this.
And then she's calling the friend.
Yeah, of course. Right.
And
that's
if
why
I'm that
done,
friend,
I'm
done.
Done.
Oh, I am too. It done. Might seem heartless.
No.
These people
you're protecting
are nuts.
You're protecting your own happiness too, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear you fucking complain all the time when it is a hell of your own making, right? Like she's not in an abusive relationship. She can't escape.
I have
she
a friend
can get
like
out.
That. I'm done.
Get out.
And I feel bad. I question myself,
right.
But I go, I can't be 60 talking
no.
about the same
yeah,
shit.
Right. Exactly. Life's too short, man, for the shit.
It is. Life is too short.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Especially since we all lost pretty much 24 months of our life.
Right. Right. 100%. First,
imagine all the people who were a drug addict and then this happens. You can't go to a meeting. You can't talk to people because of this crazy whatever. And you just go back on the rock. And you're dead.
Well, hopefully not.
It's just this whole thing is layers upon layers of just fucked upness.
For
and
sure.
Now these poor people in Texas freezing to death. And Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz is a piece of shit. You know what did make me laugh, though, with the Texas situation is that I saw that Coca-Cola like donated all this Dasani and people were like, really fucking Dasani? That made me laugh. Oh, because it's like, you know, people still have to have their humor. People are like, really? Send us some other shit. Who wants fucking Dasani?
Yeah, that is good.
Oh,
there's
God.
Probably, I won't say it.
All right. Last but not least.
They need to fix the water system in America. I mean, if freaking Flint, Michigan has it.
They still don't have clean water.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, Brittany and Marcelino. God.
Whatever. I kind of didn't watch.
Well, her mom goes to where she blew up.
I watched
the house.
And I didn't. Right. Like, I just want to make jokes about that mom. I don't want to make jokes, but I saw that she wanted to kill herself and it's sad. And I really hope that she'll be okay. And
I hope that she gets clean.
I don't think she will, but
I don't
hope
think she will
okay.
either, but I hope she would.
That's I love Brittany. I love Marcelino being like, your family's a piece of work. I wouldn't have been with you if you told me that in the letters.
Right? Marcelino's the best.
She is pretty too.
Brittany?
Yeah, she's got a pretty face.
Oh, she does. Very pretty. Yeah. And her tattoos almost like blend in. Sometimes you don't even see them.
I didn't even notice them. Yeah.
I know. Wild.
She's pretty. I like her. And maybe the mom will be okay.
Maybe.
I hope so. Odds at least I think, I really believe their children will be okay.
Yeah. Let's hope.
As long as Marcelino acts so fucking rational, but let's us forget he's addicted to poker. So you're not perfect, Marcy.
No. All right, friends. We'll be back. Don't forget, hop in for our live Saturday night, 5:30, 8:30 Central.
Sign up, guys. If you like our podcast, any donations to the Patreon is great. You know, we appreciate it. So if you like our podcast,
check it out.
We love you.
Yep. And we'll be back before you know it.
Bye.